Welcome to the AI for Interior Designers podcast, where creativity meets cutting-edge technology. In each episode, we dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence and explore how it's revolutionizing the interior design industry. From AI-powered design tools to the latest trends and innovations, we've got you covered. So plug in, relax, and let's embark on this exciting journey together. Welcome to AI for Interior Designers podcast. P.S. This intro was written by and voiced by AI to sound like your host, Jenna Gooddusek. Hey there, it's Jenna Gooddusek here with episode 7 of AI for Interior Designers podcast. I am freshly home from High Point Market, so of course my brain function is very minimal today, but we're going to do this and I'm going to talk about print on demand, which is something that was such a hot topic in a lot of the panels and presentations that I did at High Point Market this spring when I just went. See, that's how messed up I am today. Like, I've been back for 2 days, but I'm like, oh my gosh, like I need to sleep for another like 4 more days. But yeah, it was a whirlwind. So just going to talk about High Point super fast before we dive into this. If you've never been before, High Point Market in High Point, North Carolina is a destination. Okay, like go in the spring, go in the fall, happens twice a year. And I've been going, I think since like 2018, 2019, I can't exactly remember. I got to look back at some old pictures and see. And my first time at Market, like, I didn't know what I was doing. I don't know why I didn't learn that like High Point Market was even really a thing in college. Maybe it's because I went to school in New York and we had, you know, Manhattan and we had the city and all the things there. So we didn't really venture down. Now my college does, which is really cool. But I did not realize that this place existed, and it has for a very, like, I don't know, I've heard like 75, 100 years. I don't know, something in there. I got to do some research on when it actually started, but it's been around for a very long time. And my favorite thing about High Point is going and like meeting all the people that I've been talking to online and training through these classes for, you know, virtual design and AI for interior designers and just everything, where like you get to know somebody on their profile picture, but then meeting them in 3D in real life is just so fun. Like, I just, that's what I go for, is the connections. I do a recap blog for my demo studio every time I go to a trade show. So I'll be coming out with that one shortly, but I like to focus on people, places, and product is really what it's about. So talk about the people, talk about the connections. I'm a member of IDS. If you're not, Interior Design Society, check it out. Wonderful group of people all across the U.S. And also, I recently joined With It, which is a professional networking group, I guess you could say, out of, I want to say it's North Carolina. It might even be out of High Point, but I'm new to it, so don't quote me on any of this information, but it's called With It, and so far, I've already made some incredible connections, and that's what it's all about, just like meeting people and learning how, you know, you can help them, and maybe they could help you in return, but just generally, like, making the connections that we don't get to do when we work from home or in our, in an area where maybe we don't have a big design community. So going to these markets and of course seeing the beautiful product every season and attending panels and education, that's what it's all about. So if you've never been before, I highly recommend, I'd love to see you at one of these events and get to know you. That's my favorite everything that I do and the reason why I do it. So hopefully I'll see you soon at one of these. But when you come back, you are brain dead. So I'm going to do my best to get through this today. All right. So at Market, I was on 3 panels. One of them was at, this one was a presentation at Vacation Rental Summit. And if you are not a vacation rental designer, check it out. Happens in the spring. This was the second time I've been. It was the second time they posted it. Jessica Deuce puts it on, HPXD, and then a whole slew of amazing sponsors and speakers. So I was there talking about AI for my presentation. And then I was on a panel with John McClain and Niall Johnson at Hooker, where we talked about transformative tech and just kind of like all the things that we use outside of AI too for our business to be able to make it run smooth. So that was a good one. And then with it, I did a presentation with Adobe and Fashion Snoops about AI, about like how we use it and what their programs do. That was fascinating. So that was the last thing that I did before I drove 4 hours home after that presentation and got to sleep in my own bed. It was amazing. So anyway, it is starting to pop up. I am attending so many events this year, and that's why I'm saying I hope that if I don't see you at Market, I do hope that I see you at any of these other places that I'll be this year, because I'll be everywhere talking about AI. And one of my favorite things to talk about is the tangibles that come with AI. Everybody can make pretty pictures. Everybody can talk about the pretty pictures that we can make in Midjourney just by using a few words. It's been done, right? We know that. Of course, people are still catching on, and that's great. Everybody is where they're at, but not a lot of people are making the connection between like those images that we're creating and then like bringing it to real life and actually doing something with the ideation that we can create using generative AI. So Midjourney, DALL-E, you know, now Adobe Firefly I'm going to be playing with because they were on a panel and that looks like a cool program. We need to connect the dots between tangible products and how we can actually help us as creatives to use AI and not just be like, oh, well, here's some concepts, you know, I can go design it. I can actually like implement this in your space, but here's a jumping off point. That's obviously a very big part of what generative AI can do as we're onboarding clients. And I think that I have another episode where I literally walk you through like my whole process for clients from onboarding to like the ideation phase using Midjourney and prompting and stuff like that. But what I love and what I've literally done in almost every room of my house at this point, and if I haven't yet, it's coming, is print on demand and creating custom artwork and custom patterns and textiles for my specific design client. So a little backstory, I have always kind of used affiliate links because I don't want to order a product. Like, that's just not my jam. I don't want to maintain. I don't want to know where it's lost in shipping. I don't want to know that it's damaged when it gets there. We got to start over. I don't care. I don't want to do it. And if that means I'm shooting myself in the foot with a way to make money, so be it. I'll find another way. That's always kind of been my thing. Like, if I don't want to do that, there's another way, and I'm going to find it, and I'm going to make it profitable. So that is what I've done with AI and with print on demand, but also it doesn't necessarily have to be print on demand. I'll talk about that in a second. So what I do to create entirely custom rooms at this point in time is I start with my design assistant, GPT. If you haven't listened to the GPT episode, check it out. That's going to blow your mind if you're new to this, because I do sell these. They're pre-done. Like, you can literally learn from my training and then immediately access my private GPT bots that will give you immediate results for what you're trying to do. So what I do is I have my design assistant, GPT, and I'm working through the motions of the process, right? So I import all the client information, and then we're working on the ideation, and we're coming up with flat lay design boards. We're doing, concept board, potentially something like that, just to show idea, color palette, mood, vibe, whatever it's going to be. And then we move on to the actual like rendering conceptual images of that. So sometimes what I also do is once I've got a design board or the rendering, I will say, okay, now in this style, in this color palette, let's generate a piece of artwork for this project. And so DALL-E will do that for me. It'll create, you know, the picture, nothing around it, which took a lot of tweaking to train it to do that. So it's just going to give me the picture, you know, like here is a art image that embodies this, style and colors that we have been kind of working through in this process. So that's what my GPT does for me. It creates this art. That's great. You could upscale this art. I use Topaz AI is my upscaler. So I put it in there. I bring it up to a scale that's printable. And I could edit it, you know, Photoshop. I could change colors if I needed to. I could change art, design, whatever that might be. But what you can do with that piece of art now is print it. Like, you can just literally have it printed. You see people on Etsy all the time selling printables. Why don't designers do that? You know, and I'm sure that some do, but like, why are we scouring the internet and spending so much time looking for the perfect art piece for all the pillows, all of the, every textile in that space to find it and source it from a million different, you know, retailers or wholesalers? Like, why are we doing that? I guess because we had to, but we don't anymore. Okay. We now can control literally every single step of the process using AI and using Photoshop, using print on demand, or going direct to a printer. You know, somebody that has like the large printers that can do wallpapers, that can do upholstery fabrics, you know, drapery materials, whatever that might be. We control that now. Okay. I don't know about you, but I don't want to keep looking for a mustard yellow pillow that is in my client's budget, that can ship to where I need it to be, that is in stock and is right for the project. Like, I don't do that anymore, unless if it's something that I cannot make myself. Okay, that would be the only exception. And it happens, right? Sometimes that'll happen. But for the most part, I am developing and creating collections based off of that artwork that I was just talking about. Okay, so what does that look like? And since this is a podcast, I can't just show you what that looks like. I'm going to have to explain it to you with words. So I take that artwork that I created in DALL-E or Midjourney that is based off the client's preferences, based off the style, based off the direction. Then I put it into Photoshop. Okay, once it's in Photoshop, there's this fun little feature that you can use to create your own patterns based off of a source image. You can also actually pull all the hex codes, you know, all the color pathways of that piece of art and get your color palette right there. Okay, so like, there's one way to just upload the image, create some patterns and textures on that. The other way is to extract the color palette using the hex codes. And it actually gives you a really beautiful like layout where you can say, you know, kind of move things around, say, I need a more moody color palette. I need it to be more creative. You know, like there's a few different options to be able to extract, you know, just a few snippets of the colors that are in the artwork to then use and, you know, translate to actual paint colors or use in your, okay, so to translate over to like paint colors to use in your textures, materials, and kind of mess around with the colors. So that is one option that you could use inside of Photoshop is to create these beautiful color palettes. But what I do with the artwork is I put it into this pattern creator, basically using the source image. And then within 4 minutes, I literally create, and this is me holding back, 36 different options for patterns that all work together with that artwork. They're all the same color palette. They are all variations of scale, size, pattern, shapes, all of the things, and they all go together as a collection because they all came from that one source image. Okay, so what I did was I was creating my VRD presentation to show what this looks like a few weeks ago before the event, and I took a really fun tropical piece of artwork that I had created both in Midjourney and DALL-E. I put it into Photoshop, and within, like I said, 4 minutes, I had created 36 different patterns that all work together. And I say 36 because I could have done a lot more just by saving, but I took a breather in between, so I didn't just move my mouse and then click save. I thought about it a little bit and how I wanted to arrange these patterns together. So 36 different options for a collection. Then what I did was I scaled them. So some were larger, some were smaller, and they could be applied to pillows. They could be applied to duvets. I printed acrylic artwork as well. I did all of this for this VRD presentation that I was creating But I needed to decorate my spare room because my best friend from middle school and her family will be here next month. So it's empty. This is a new construction house. So I really needed some pizzazz in there. So all of these things that I created for VRD presentation, I printed. And I had them sent to my house. So I've got a duvet cover. I've got a couple the artwork that I used to create the color palettes. I did two patterns that go together. And I printed those on acrylic, which are actually now in my hallway outside of my office because my husband and I loved them so much when they came that we're going to keep them down here and not put them in the spare room. They also go with my downstairs color palette, ironically, too. So upstairs, I did the duvet. I did pillow covers because I already have inserts. I did sheets. I did, just Euro, like shams, those types of things. And I did a fleece blanket, like a Sherpa fleece blanket for the foot. So all of these things from building out the artwork source in Midjourney Dolly to putting it into Photoshop and creating the patterns and textures and materials, to putting the items on my print-on-demand products, which I use Printify for, and then also, like, once it goes live, it also sends right over to my 11th at Home, which is, like, just my little side gig where, like, if I'm creating these collections for my clients, I'm going to send them there, too, because why not? It's e-commerce. So all of this stuff took me about an hour and a half. Of course, I had to also render it into a room because why wouldn't I? All I have to do is take these textures and materials and upload them to my Mindoma visualizer and put them into a room. So I actually had already done a bedroom. All I had to do was change out the textures and materials on like the bedding and the chairs and whatever for that room just to be able to show, oh, look, here you go. This started as a piece of art, turned into a pattern, and now it's a tangible product. You can also tour that room in VR if you wanted to, so that, you know, if your clients were onto like what you're doing with this print on demand stuff and the collections that you can build for them, but they need to see it first, you can always just drop it into your visualizer and create the renderings, create the VR walkthrough tours, and create the videos so that they can see everything before they buy. Now, that's print on demand. Print on demand is easy. For most, right? It is so much more simpler because it's dropship. I took out the affiliates out of this. It's now me doing the ordering, me controlling the process, and it's shipping direct to my end user. Okay, so I don't maintain anything here at my house. There's no warehouse for this. It is shipped direct to the end user once they purchase. So the alternative, though, because print on demand is not the best, like it's not the best quality. And I know that, like, this is for that certain client that is looking for that lower price point. So there's a lot of polyester going on, but, I have ordered everything myself as a sample. So I only offer the materials that I have approved before, you know, going through. But like, I'm able to sell pillow covers for $25 on my e-commerce site and still make a little bit of margin there too. And that's the, you know, starting point for that. But there's so many options. Like, you could do beanbag covers. You could do all of the things that I just described that I ordered for myself. You could do the organizational like felt baskets with your own prints on them so that you can have a really beautiful, maybe kids playroom that has totally customized baskets for holding all of their stuff in there. There's so many options, like t-shirts, water bottles, backpacks, like all the things. So you could really expand your line. Okay, but I keep like circling this and let me get into it. So the other option is that like if you're looking for that more higher quality, or if you need to get upholstery, so like say you want to put your print on upholstery, I use Private Label for mine, but they don't print the upholstery, like the fabrics. So I have been talking to a few companies, but the one on the top of my list is called Springs Creative, and they do print your own patterns onto a wide variety of different materials. So that's actually how I found out about Withit, the organization, is through the woman that I connected with at Springs Creative. So she immediately sent me some incredible swatches so that I can touch and feel all the upholstery fabrics, all the different know, linens and every offering. Well, not every, I'm sure that she's got way more, but she sent me quite the box of material samples. And they're great quality and really great price points too. I found with them too. So, what you can do is have your prints put on upholstery and then send it over to, if you're using private label for your upholstery, over to your upholstery vendor, that's going to be creating this for you. Okay. So now everything is entirely customizable. So for me, I can do, you know, through my private label, which is just private label code, by the way. It is a little bit difficult, not difficult, but selective in who they do let into the program. But let me know if you have any questions about that. So what I can do is I can do chairs. I can do sofas. I can do sectionals. Like, they've got a variety of private label, white label frames that my logo then goes on the decking. It is my product in the end. They are the manufacturer for it. So when I can control not only the deck label with my name on it, the frame, you can even do custom product too. They'll, you know, take your napkin sketches and build out stuff for you, of course, for a fee, but that's an option. So you can do all of this and then have your own textiles, your own patterns created on upholstery and then sent over. So entirely, everything that you could be doing is entirely custom, okay, for every price point in this market. So you could do, get them with a lower price point, with the print on demands, you know, make it more passive. You could do, honestly, shoppable experiences if this is something that you wanted to do, and cut out that affiliate. So you don't even need to go to affiliates anymore. Everything is now your product, your collections, your pillows, your artwork. You put them in renders, you put them in, you know, whatever you want to do to be able to sell your product. We have the tools. The technology exists for you guys to be able to do this. Or you put it on upholstery and you literally do not have to source another like soft good item or upholstered item again. Like, it's wild the things that you can do. So circling back to where I started here today, it drives me nuts when I hear people say, well, AI is not real. It's not a tangible place, but it could be with the creative outlet that we all have as interior design professionals. I'm not necessarily taking my artwork and printing it. Sometimes I do because it's really cool with what it comes out with. But to create the patterns and the prints, they're 100% original. Like, I am going to Photoshop and I'm creating these. But, like, you know, even if it's in a matter of minutes, I created it based off of the sole, you know, source image that I uploaded. But all the textures are unique. All the textures are for me, and I can create collections. So I can, you know, have a series of six different pillows with all different scales that I can sell on my website. I can sell it to my client as a collection for the space, and they all go together. So they're all like, you know, the same hex codes, they're all the same RGB colors or whatever, what have you. And they work together. So we're not like, okay, well, here's a pillow from here. Here's a pillow from there. Here's the throw from here. And you hope that by the time you get them home, that it's the right colorways, that they all match. I don't have to guess anymore. I made it. I know it matches. It was the same image. Like, it's all the same. But there's so many different like patterns and unique textures. Like, I've never made the same print twice. Like, it's just not possible. So this tool and what I'm telling you about right now might be going over your head a little bit, and that's okay. Like, there, it's a lot, I understand. And it's so different, you know, it's such a different concept for designers to fully control everything, which is, I think, what a lot of us want, that full control over everything. But it gives us the flexibility for creativity, and it uses AI as a jumping off point. Again, here we are again saying it's a jumping off point and it is a performance enhancer. It is not a replacement. Okay. I'm not going to be, you know, naive here and say, well, why can't we just use Midjourney and create seamless textures and use those textures? Sure. Do it. You can. Like, you absolutely can do that. And sometimes I have done that if I didn't want to change them. But this is a different way of doing things where we get to have our creativity. We get to, you know, think it through. We get to make more money on the side, whether that's for clients, because we can now fully control this entire process and our markup on it. Or we can add that additional revenue stream, which is that e-commerce store that everything pulls over to. So the possibilities here are just simply endless. I do actually have a class on this. If you wanted to know like soup to nuts, how to set all this up, it's called the print on demand. AI and print on demand store. Let me get my thoughts together here. AI and print on demand class. Okay. So it's one of the core classes. And I just walk you through exactly how to set it up, exactly how to do this. And it's self-paced, but we also meet quarterly in 2024. So you can ask questions live too. So it's self-paced, you get the recordings, all that stuff. And if anything changes in 2024, I, you know, keep you guys up to date with that if you've enrolled this year. But this is going to change a lot of things. Okay. I know that it is because when I was giving these presentations at Market this year, minds were blown. People came up to me after like, I didn't have any idea because they see the pretty pictures online and they're like, oh, okay, AI, like, okay, I need to learn how to prompt. But like I'm so far beyond the prompting and the image generation that I'm like, how does it work for us to make money? Okay. Like pretty pictures only get you so far. What can we do that's outside of the box as an interior design professional to make money? And I do have this really fun, unique position here because I am a designer. I do this for not only my own home, but for my clients' homes already. I have case studies on this. I don't have the pictures yet. I'm waiting for those. I'm going to finish my room and hopefully I'll take some up there, but client pictures are tricky. It works. Like, I'm just like straight up telling you that it works because I've done it myself. And so everything that I'm teaching you is something that I've explored that I know can happen and I know how to make it happen. You have to enlarge images, you know, like you have to get the best print quality. You can manipulate things. You need to know what a repeat is and how to produce one for your prints and how to scale it and all of those things, how to upload things to e-commerce and also to your Printify store and set up all that. I know how to do it. Okay. So if you've ever got any questions about it, take my class. If that's the direction you want to take, but it cuts out those affiliates. It cuts out the need for sourcing and scouring the internet for things when you have complete control of everything that you could produce for your client. And it makes sense because like, it's all from the same color palette, right? Like you're just using it as a jumping off point. So it's exciting. Like, and I really hope that this is something that sparks your interest listening to this episode. Go check out my Instagram, jenna.gadusik. That's it. Just my name. Because I do share some things there about like what I've done, how I created it, and some images. But I hope that this episode has inspired you. I know it's going to be a short and sweet one. I don't have a guest this week, which has been really fun to interview all these tech places. But this is a fun, tangible idea for you guys to get started with if you are just kind of sick of the things that I mentioned, you know, and you want to take that control back. AI here in your creativity in Photoshop give you the tools to do that, all right? So check out my stuff, check out the class and see the types of things that you can produce. It's an exciting time and it's time for designers to take some control back. So with all this AI stuff automating, there's still a lot that we can do manually using our creative brains that AI will never be able to do and never be able to take from us. And this is one of those things. All right. So thank you for joining me today for this fairly quick episode all about print on demand and AI. All right, I'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the AI for Interior Designers podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel and tune in next week for more AI tips for your design business. See you next time.